A reply to a parliamentary question by the DA has revealed that recently demoted ex-Housing and Water Minister Lindiwe Sisulu's top aide has claimed more than 1.76 million rand on travel and accommodation since May 2019. This in addition to the already hyperinflated salary of 142,000 rand that he received as a member of this committee for only 15 days of work each month. By invoking Section 76 of the Water Services Act, it seems that the minister was able to bypass ministerial handbook staff limits and stack her political deck via the establishment of various advisory committees and task teams over which she then had direct control. So-called specialists serving alongside this aide included the likes of a documentary filmmaker who served as the department's cameraman, as well as a radio presenter and former soccer team PR officer. That one single advisory committee member was permitted to rack up a taxpayer-funded travel and accommodation bill of 1.76 million rand is simply inconceivable in the face of the devastating financial state of South Africa. The DA will in coming days pyre every last invoice submitted to the Department of Water by all members of this committee, and we will provide further information to the public once this information is available. In the interim, we call on the Minister of Water and Sanitation to immediately disband this mockery of an advisory committee and initiate a formal investigation into this particular fat cat's travel bill. I'm Emma Louise Powell, the DA's Shadow Minister for Human Settlements.